buying ads in podcast apps. From Islington in North London, the latest from podnews.net with co-host, podcast analytics and audience insights. The costs of growing your podcast by buying ads in podcast apps has been compared by podcast app Fountain. Unsurprisingly, Fountain does quite well, but it's a helpful look at the costs of each of the apps and how they work. We'll link to it today from our show notes and our newsletter at podnews.net. An interesting example of good podcast ad targeting on entertainment business podcast The Town. It's an ad targeting Disney shareholders, telling them who to vote for in an upcoming AGM. Neat spot. The YouTube music app is working on a silence skip function, says 9to5 Google. Blueberry has launched a set of widgets for its podcasters to enhance listener engagement, they say. The widgets include promotion of the next live show, podcasting's 2.0 boostergrams, trailers, and more. Spotify is to launch countdown pages for audiobooks, a way for authors to pre-promote new books coming out soon, for readers to pre-save the books. For a second, we thought that would be great for podcasts, wouldn't it? But then, of course, we have pre-launch trailers, don't we? StreamGuys is to launch an upgrade to Revenue Stream, a live audience subscription revenue product. It'll be highlighted at the NAB show in Las Vegas next month. And Chinese independent media organisation Initium Media is to launch Initium Reports next week. The media company, formerly based in Hong Kong, moved to Singapore in 2022. The podcast is in Mandarin Chinese and will be released twice a week and aims to connect Chinese-speaking communities worldwide through audio journalism and storytelling. In People News, in Canada, Nina Sturm has joined the Podcast Exchange as senior client partner. She joins from the Canadian Traffic Network. And in podcast news, the Media Roundtable from Oxford Road looks at Spotify's hosting dominance, the IAB Australia's Crime Pays report, and media buyer and planner Spencer Sevenson's new phone. Guests include me. The Capitalism and Freedom in the 21st Century podcast had a scoop yesterday. Steve Levitt from Freakonomics Radio was the guest, who announced that he's retiring from the University of Chicago, where he's a professor of economics. "I'm not going to be an academic anymore," he said. "I'm going to be doing what I really love to do." Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs has been launched with iHeart. The podcast itself is accompanied by an exclusive playlist on the iHeart Radio app with the songs mentioned. My Other Podcast is new from Danny Brown today, chatting with podcasters from around the world about their other podcast. We need another podcast. And hosted by Nancy Twine, founder and CEO of Briogeo Hair Care, Maker's Mindset dives into the stories of female founders and leaders. It's new today. Trailers for selected shows are in our podcast called New Podcast Trailers, and we're sponsored by Co-host. Understand listeners' social media habits, interests, and industry with Co-host, no matter your hosting setup. Find a link in the show notes. And that's the latest from our newsletter. To read all the links and subscribe, we're at podnews.net.